Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Olala Njinga is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Olala is our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the CEO of Yellowwood Group, which is an outstanding consulting firm over there in the Tidewater Piedmont area of North Carolina. She's based in Raleigh, got a brand new operation, new office opened up recently in Charlotte. She's just doing great. She's the author of 37 What Were They Thinking Moments in Marketing, and she's here to talk to us about that very subject. Olala Njinga, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me back, Jim. Always a pleasure.
You're always welcome back here, Olala. Okay, so I said in the previous segment when I told the audience you were coming, when I warned them, I told them that in my lifetime I've never seen as many different generations still active in the workforce, in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. And therefore, if you're still active, you're still, you know, you're all those generations, that many people, that means you're not out to pasture. You're still a consumer. You're still considering marketing offerings. And
Absolutely.
And so that means we've got to be pretty versatile in our marketing strategy, don't we?
Definitely versatile in your marketing strategy. And I think because there's so many active generational consumers, small business owners, when it comes to their marketing and their approach to marketing, are really scratching their heads mm-hmm. trying to figure out where do you spend the money on marketing when the buyer is anywhere from 18 to 88.
And it could be, in my opinion, well, and I'd like your thoughts on this, you've got, every business has to identify what their key customer profile looks like.
I think you're reading my notes over my shoulder. This is one of my biggest pet peeves when I do a strat chat with a new client, is they've been selling and selling and selling, but when I mm-hmm. ask them to put down on paper and on purpose, what are those identifiers? How do you know what that ideal customer looks like? What's the criteria you're using to do business with you, who you help or who you serve? I don't care how long they've been in business. That one question has stumped
right.
more business owners than any question I have.
Well, if you're in the home improvement business, and one of your biggest, then you need to be selling to people with homes. If you sell sunrooms, you're probably not going to be don't need to be pitching to 20 somethings.
And there you go. And so it's doing the homework to identify not just who's most likely to buy, but what are the things that are driving some of those buying decisions. So if you want to talk about 20-something for a minute, you know, we used to call them Generation Y. I used to jokingly call them Generation Why Not, which is a whole other story because I have two kids in that generation.
Right.
But I believe their proper name
That's
is
when Millennial. They're working for you. They're the why not.
Well, there's that. Why not? Right? We're trying to take over my company, and that would be my son, and that's a whole other
right.
conversation for another day. But millennials typically buy by consensus. It's what I like to call a decision by democracy. And that can be a really tough
What does that mean?
Track. It basically means that they make collective decisions, that the
You mean like answer bees?
Okay, so that, I guess that's a great analogy, but I'm going to tread lightly there on thin water, lest one of my kids are hearing me. But they tend to live in a tribe or a collective, and the opinions and the thoughts and the feedback mm-hmm. of their peers is very important to them and can sway them. Now, mm. with any conversation you talk about with regard to generation, there's always exceptions. So what
right.
we're going to talk about today is, you know, kind of the mainstream.
Right, right.
I'm sure there'll be exceptions to that millennial thinking, but in general, that's what you're looking at. So when you're marketing to them, you really want to posture what you're doing around their friends, their peer groups. You know,
how do you do that?
If you do it in your advertising, You can use technology to do that, like things like Google Hangouts and Foursquare. Mm-hmm. Any place that you can engage them where you're trying to encourage them to bring your friends along. This mm-hmm. is a we thing, not a you thing. Mm-hmm. And that's a real challenge.
What do you think about that? What do you think about that kind of behavior?
Okay. So how do you want me to answer that?
Well, yeah, exactly. No, I mean, what is your anthropological attitude about that? I mean, is that something? I guess let me rephrase that. Let me get you off the hook. Is that the kind of behavior you think they'll have their whole lives, or just in this decade of their lives?
Well, I mean, if you think about us, I mean, you and I are from we are just one generation apart. You're the next
right.
generation from me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I can certainly see, as I get older, moving more toward the things that that incite you mm-hmm. and make you feel connected as part of your generation. So the short answer is yes.
You mean being grumpier? Is that what you mean?
You know, you are just really on fire this morning. I should have really taken my Cheerios. Okay, all right. So I do see it evolving. I also believe that there's an opportunity across the generations to pay attention to what matters most to them
mm-hmm.
and ask yourself, you know, can I get my hands around it? Now, I'm going to tell you personally, that decision by consensus, that democracy drives me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I'm also a B2B marketer.
Right.
And in the B2B space, a lot of decisions, maybe not necessarily consensus because the CEO can override anything, but a lot of decisions in the B2B space is by group.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's stakeholders.
The committees.
And
uh-huh.
so, mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so it's not that different for me. I just have different people at the party.
Right.
And that's how I look at it.
So the young people are going to be, if you're B2C, your business consumer,
uh-huh.
the young people are going to go more by consensus. So you're probably not going to have as much luck with them in mass marketing. Is that what you're saying?
And that's exactly what I'd love to talk about today. That mass marketing approach is just not going to land super well
with the young kids.
With the millennials.
But it still works with folks who are a little older.
It does work with, and it can be very effective for Generation X, which is the generation that I sit in. And it can work with modifications for baby boomers.
I think it can work with millennials, but not as the call to action. I think maybe
exactly.
awareness, it gets them awareness, but it doesn't move them off the dime. You got to do some other stuff. We're going to talk about that a little bit more with our good friend Olala Njinga, and she and I will be right back 20 after. Stay with us.
But no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.